Oh, that's you. Silly goose.
Hey Ed.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Hey Rocky. That's her name, right? Rocky?
Yeah.
I was like, did I make that up?
Hello, Rocky.
I'm just kind of fluffed out right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, so affectionate.
She is. It's, you know, looking for a new home for her is
I'm sure that's not easy.
No, Rocky, don't do that to the keyboard. No.
Typing a message?
Yeah.
SOS.
Come here.
Oh, I heard that.
Up here. Come on. She's not used to seeing herself on the screen.
That must
and
be what
she's not sure if it's her or another bird.
That's hilarious.
Too indignant.
Oh, yeah, I get it. It's only room for one bird in this place, huh?
Yep. And she's like standing right up on the keys.
Is she? How funny. What a trip.
There you are. There you are, good girl. Okay, come up here. Hopefully we're going to get a co-chair.
Yeah.
Elaine, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. Do you have a sense of whether Elaine is interested?
Rocky, you cannot attack the computer.
I didn't get that. Could you try again?
She got Siri turned on.
Buddy.
Go to bed.
I can't do that.
Rocky, very, very technologically capable.
She's a handful.
We can all be. I got my dog on the chair back here behind me.
Oh.
Hey, hi, Ray.
There he is. I see. I used to like it when he would come into the meetings.
I know.
You know, does it look like we're going to begin meeting in person sooner than we may have been imagining?
Who knows? I don't have a sense at this point. I think it's a ways away still. Oh. Hey, JP.
Hey there. How are you?
Good. I like your background. So posh.
Oh, yeah. I'm shopping at Tiffany's.
That box color.
I totally forgot that it was there. I was like, that looks good.
Well, you know, Emperors do shop in style.
What's that?
Emperors shop in style.
Always, or have somebody actually shop in style for them.
For you. Oh, Allie, I couldn't, I tried and I couldn't get the agenda to open up. Usually it comes, it's three separate pages and you can, they're full size. This time it all came on one PDF and I couldn't separate them, nor could I make them larger.
Sorry about that. Do you want to look at it right now? I can just show
you.
No,
I will see it soon enough.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I'm not sure what the deal is.
February was fine.
Yeah.
I couldn't see the.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Mm. It's a pretty boilerplate agenda. There's nothing very different on this month's agenda. I'll say that. So no surprises, I promise.
Ron, have you changed your mind about co-chair?
Oh, no, I have not. Thank you, though, for reconsidering.
Hi, everyone.
What was that? I didn't hear.
No, I thank you for reconsidering, but no, I'm still not ready for it.
Yes, you are, Ron.
I mean, the year's almost gone.
Ron, you're born ready for this kind of a role.
It has to be Mark, yeah.
That was the most half-hearted laugh ever. That was a shut up now laugh.
If I was able to do it for many, many years, you definitely can be able to do it for one or two.
Yeah, I mean, JP's a wreck. If JP can do it, oh boy.
I didn't used to be, I don't think. Or was it the other way around? I don't know.
You were never a wreck. JP, you were the full council co-chair for a number of years too, right?
Yep. Many, many, many moons ago. Before the extra weight and the gray hair.
Don't you want to remember what it was like?
Not really. Thank you, though. I want to give all the new folks an opportunity. I mean, you know.
Very giving attitude.
Is that what it's called?
That's one of the things. Oh, but Bruce is here now. Maybe. Oh, no, Bruce was at the last meeting and declined, wasn't he? I forget.
I don't see Bruce.
We don't see him.
I was at the last meeting and had to decline.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. No roping Bruce in either. Well, let's cross our fingers that Elaine will be joining the meeting then, and it has interest if you have still interest on exiting.
Well, maybe I should do like Derek and just shop other committees. And
yeah, but Derek's a committee co-chair.
I know, he could have been this one.
He could have, that's true. You really should have struck while that iron was hot. It's been like, no, we're actually not releasing you from this committee.
No.
That said, would you like to be committee co-chair of this committee? That would have been a twist.
No, eat all your sweet potatoes.
So you feed the bird sweet potatoes.
She eats all kinds of things.
Does she eat meat?
Yes. Remember, wow. Birds by nature are scavengers.
Oh, of course. Does she eat raw meat or do you cook the meat for her?
I cook it for her. I cook it for her.
What kind of meat?
She loves.
Like other birds?
Barbecued ribs she loves, and she likes pork chops and chicken of any kind. And
she's much like in the wild.
Yeah. And seeds and nuts and berries, and if she doesn't like it, she spits it out or throws it at you, you know.
What is her name again?
Rocky.
Rocky.
Good news, we have quorum.
We have quorum?
Yep.
As I sound surprised. How
in the world?
Yeah, how do we have quorum? I'm only seeing
this. How is this?
Lots of people excused. That's the way.
Well, shall we go ahead and start? Mark? Oh, there's Elaine. Oh, where'd she go?
You want to do introductions, Ed?
Yeah, I was waiting to see. Did Elaine pop up and go away?
No, Elaine's here. Elaine's just not on video right now.
Oh, okay, great. Well, since we have quorum, let's go ahead and start. I'll start introductions. Ed Chitty, co-chair, wanting to not be co-chair.
Ron Hernandez, committee member.
Bruce Ito, committee member.
Jessica Davis here.
John Paul Soto, council member.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Elaine Flores, council member. Anybody hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you.
Bruce, are you?
Bruce already did. I think we're waiting for Ron and for Kevin.
I've already introduced myself, Mark.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
Kevin and then last and least, Kevin Hutchcroft, HIV Health Services.
Mark Molnar, council staff.
Ali Cohn, council staff.
Valerie Etikudo, council staff.
And David Jordan, council staff.
And I don't see any public. If we could take a moment to review the draft agenda that's on the screen. Are there any additions or changes to the agenda? Hearing none, we'll have the agenda approved by consensus. Now we're at February, if we could look over February notes. Look for any deletions, additions.
I have one. Could you just mark that I was in attendance for this meeting? I marked as absent.
I'll fix that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other changes? Hearing none, we'll consider the minutes approved by consensus. Are there any announcements?
Yes, I have one, just a brief one. Just wanted to give you all a heads up that at 4:45, Valerie, Dave, and myself will have to leave the meeting. We're in a panel interview for a new member of my team, but Allie will still be here to hold the fort if you guys go that long.
Okay, thank you. Any other announcements? Hearing none, we'll go to public comment. Since there's no public, we'll go to item number 6, co-chair elections. And I nominate Elaine Flores.
Oh,
Elaine, do you accept that nomination?
I second that.
I will do my best to participate more as a co-chair on this one. So sorry I wasn't able to do as much as I could have on the last one, you guys, because I was just too swamped here in the Marin side with a lot of other things and with the COVID. But I accept, and I'm really giving it another try.
Yeah.
Are there any other nominations to replace Ed? Hearing none, any opposed to the election of Elaine Flores as the second co-chair, serving alongside Cesar Cadavis? Seeing none, congratulations, Elaine. Farewell, Ed.
Bye-bye, I step down immediately.
Oh, I don't know if that's appropriate.
Yeah.
who's going to facilitate this meeting? I don't know if that's appropriate for Elaine to have to
go. Help. Come on down. Thank you. Congratulations to Elaine for accepting the co-chair. Coming down, we're back to, I think our demographic information is exactly the same, but I don't want to steal Allie's thunder.
Steal away. There actually is one small change to this month's demographic report. I'll pull it up right now.
Okay.
Let me get the other one. We have Alexandria Andrews left the council. So she has stepped down. What you're seeing right now is the EPI presentation. Is that what's pulling up for everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. So EPI, the thing that is unchanged is all of our target areas. This hasn't impacted our targets. We're down to 35. I'll stop share so I can give a fuller picture of what the council looks like overall. Here we go. So everyone's seeing the areas what comparison now. So yeah, 35 total members, 17 total HIV positive. It actually, having one less council member actually boosted slightly our total non-aligned consumer numbers, but that number is still under. And then all of the target areas from before remain the same. Any questions about what we're looking at here? Okay. All right, that's it for demographic report then.
I'm sorry, I should have asked for one thing to be added to attendance report, which is obviously an item we're at right now, in that last month the committee did vote to give Helen Lynn a leave of absence. However, Helen Lynn has decided to not do that. Instead, she will use the fact that she is excused for any COVID support related absences in her stead. So I'm not sure that anything needs to be done other than update our own electronic and mental records that she is not on a leave of absence.
Thanks, Mark. I can walk through the attendance report again if that's okay, Ed. For attendance this month, Oren Allen is up for notice of attendance. He got off probation and then. And now we need to send a notice of attendance. But it sounds like there may be some, ongoing tech issues. I'm not sure if Mark, if you've talked to him recently, but we'll reach out and see. We do have a renewal to review, and that's for Irma Parada. And I will pull up her renewal right now.
Great.
Right, is everyone seeing this renewal?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are folks okay to read it, or do you want me to read parts of it?
No, okay. If anybody's okay reading it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Irma's primary reason for seeking renewal on the council, she would like to continue to have a presence on the council and represent the incarcerated population that are often forgotten. She feels that her service on the council turned out to be what she expected. And says it's really an honor to be able to be part of a group of individuals that are so committed to the work in the HIV community. What committees and work groups did she serve on, and what did she learn, and how did she benefit from the committee work group involvement? She worked in the Council Affairs Committee and had the opportunity to learn more about challenges that various community experience and work on educational pieces that members will receive. What does she feel that she has contributed to the council and committee work groups? My perspective as a Latina female that works with HIV positive incarcerated population. Would she be interested in serving in a leadership role in the council? Yes, she's currently a co-chair. It has been an inspirational opportunity to actively contribute to the growth of other members, I hope, and my personal as well. That's what we have from Irma.
All right. Looking at Irma's request, do we have to have a vote on this, or can it be done by consensus, Mark?
You can do a consensus vote. There doesn't need to be a vote on renewing, because it does go to the full council after that, but you can just do one of those. Does anyone have any objections type vote?
Yeah. All right. Does anyone have any objections to Irma's remaining on the council? Speak now or ever hold your peace. No, we'd like to keep her.
So she'll go to the full council for to approve renewal at this month's full council.
Okay.
Next, we just have that Alexandria Andrews stepped down from the council and is hopefully going to be sending another representative from the state. And that's it for the attendance report.
All right. We are looking at number 9. Allie?
Yep, number 9.
Number 9, council member training. David, have we had any requests from any of the new council members for mentors?
No, I have discussed it with Antoine. It was mm-hmm. the most recent person who I believe had a mentor, but neither Richard or Derek, who are our two newest members, have requested mentors. Although now that I'm thinking of it, I think actually Richard might be working with somebody. But Derek declined a mentor. I'm blanking on who Richard might be working with off the top of my head, though.
Okay.
Is that what this specific agenda item was meant to be discussing, though? Or was there something beyond this?
I just brought it up because we had not had, we were going to discuss ideas for member council training. And the way we had done it in the past had been through the mentor. And I'm throwing the question out there is, do you think we should maybe suggest a mentorship for new people coming onto the council for, say, a period of two meetings, just to sit mm-hmm. with them, acquainted, find out if they're questions?
I mean, all new members are made aware of the opportunity to have a mentor. And the process for setting up the sort of mentor-mentee relationship is sort of pretty straightforward and discussed with anyone coming on board. Everyone has the opportunity to opt in, but also the opportunity to opt out. Additionally, I would say that most of the training coming for new members is not actually via mentors. I think that mentors are extremely helpful, especially in the moment during meetings when it's a little more helpful to have a sort of one-on-one communication. But technically staff is responsible for providing the majority of the training. We do provide orientation trainings for all new members. And we do provide ongoing trainings. A lot of those trainings actually take place during full council meetings. Mm-hmm. So what appear to you as presentations sometimes are in fact trainings. And additionally, we periodically have other outside of meeting opt-in training opportunities.
Okay. Do you know off the top of your head, or can you give a guesstimate of the number of people in, let's say, the past 2 years that have requested a mentor?
I can't give you an accurate number, but I can probably say that somewhere in the range of, you know, 4 to 5. I would say many of our community members and non-aligned consumers coming on do take advantage of a mentor opportunity. Generally, our providers of services, members of government who are members, tend to not take advantage of that. What seems like pretty obvious reasons.
Okay. And I wasn't sure what the question, where the question was going to discuss ideas for council member trainings. I sort of thought that the staff did most of the trainings on that. And is this something that we should be looking more at doing?
If anyone, not just members of this committee, although it does make sense to come from this committee, have requests around specific needs for trainings, we are happy to meet those. As I said, we do offer periodic trainings that are sort of outside our meeting system. For instance, we did have that training at the end of last year around allyship. That was something that was requested by council members. So that sort of is an example of something that was set up by staff with some help from Kevin to provide ongoing training. We do have a mandate to provide a certain amount of training for ongoing training for all council members annually. So that is a thing that we are cognizant of. Beyond that, we have in the past had trainings around things like facilitation or Robert's rules, I don't know, anyone else on staff who can come up, remember some? I'm blanking on, we've had some like cultural humility trainings, things around sort of race and equity stuff. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of thing we've done in the past. If you have other thoughts, I know that we're always happy to hear them.
Okay. Thank you. Miss Billy, you've joined us.
Good afternoon, everybody. Sorry I'm late. I was at the doctor's.
You're here now. That's all that matters. Committee members, are there any?
I have something to add to that.
Okay, go ahead.
I was thinking that we should have always had some kind of like a training packet, kind of like a guideline as to what we are and what we do and what we don't do.
Mm-hmm.
And that would probably go along with the orientation. But do we have anything like that?
We do. Everyone has been given one of those when they come on board. If you have misplaced yours, I'm happy to send you a copy of what we are currently using. It may be slightly different from what we used back when you were brought on board because of the merge and just sort of evolving situations.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Dave.
All right.
Should I take that to mean you would like us to send you one?
No.
Okay.
I'm familiar with it. You're probably using the same one that Enrique had during his time.
I think it's evolved significantly since Enrique's time, but it does exist. Such a thing does exist.
That's good. Thank you, Tim.
Okay. Any more discussion on that issue? If not, may we move to the next. Oh, we're down to the next meeting date and items for agenda. I'm going to put a hold there. Are there any other discussion items the committee would like to see us take up? Would we like to review the packets that are being handed out to make sure that they're up to date?
I also want to just sort of confirm that those packets aren't handed out necessarily. I mean, there are packets that go out during trainings, but there's a significant amount of sort of interactivity to that training that sort of goes as part and parcel of that, that goes along with that packet and is part and parcel of orientation training. So it is not just that, but it is, you know.
Okay. Any other questions from
community? Is our recruitment strategy and updates on that an ongoing item for our agenda?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Do you have suggestions of groups that we might be reaching out to?
I have a question.
Yes, Miss Billy.
Hi, everyone. I'm just curious, y'all might have talked about this before or earlier. As we sit on the San Francisco HIV Planning Council, does the DPHR, the City Hall, the Mayor's Office, contact anyone from our advisory board to, is anyone doing anything to match up the numbers with people in with HIV and AIDS in this vaccine and this corona pandemic mess? Well, Mark Molnar?
I don't understand your question.
I'm like, okay, it's bad enough ever since this pandemic started. Whenever I saw Dr. Fauci or when I saw any other medical professionals, nobody's ever spoken any blood into about people living with HIV and AIDS when it comes to getting a vaccine or when it comes to corona or anything? Or is it a significant difference in positive and negative people, or is everybody the same?
I see. Yeah, you're absolutely correct. That certainly has not been noted on a national level. On a local level, it has been, actually. That was a big question that came from the council, and a former council member who's in charge of a lot of these efforts, Susan Phillip, did respond, and actually I think it was included within one of the DPH press releases. So that's part one of the news. The part one also is that her response was that people with HIV who were virally suppressed did not have any particular additional levels of potential harm compared to anyone else. And so HIV positive folks were not put in the same kind of targeted status for support as seniors or people who were say immune compromised due to diabetes or cancer diagnosis. So that's part one. Part two is very recent. People with HIV have actually now been added to group 1C. That's a notification that was just sent out today by Valerie, I think, or perhaps will be sent out. So despite, in some ways, like those are two pieces of information that are, I wouldn't say in conflict to each other, but are different, you know, different messages. The second part is certain. The first part was in some ways good news as far as like hopefully allaying any fears. The second part is actually also good news in that folks with HIV, regardless of viral suppression rates, are within a advanced group, 1C.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Thank you so much. Because I just got my first shot today of the Moderna from the VA.
Okay.
So, you know, I was asking them questions that they couldn't answer. And we're still so early in this pandemic. Nobody knows how people are going to respond to the vaccine somewhere down the line. Hmm.
Makes sense.
Thank you, Mark.
My pleasure.
Thank you for the question, Miss Billy.
Thank you. I didn't know what you were petting. I thought it was a penguin.
No, it's my little girl.
It's a colorful dog in a mask.
Yeah.
She's horrible. Laughing. Horrible little puppy.
She only has two legs. She's so. So pitiful.
So can I want to speak about the mentor. I heard y'all speaking earlier. Eric Sutter has been my mentor since the beginning, and he's and Mark Mulner too. Mark Mulner and Eric Sutter, and they both have went above board, above and beyond, always there when I need them. Like, because in the beginning of my tenure on the planning council, I was a mess. I'm still a mess about some things. I still, there's a whole lot I still don't know, but I know a whole lot that I've learned with Mark Mulner and Eric Sutter's on their behalf, being behind me and helping me. So it does work, you know, and they're still my mentors. And also Allie, hey Allie, Allie been there for me too. And the whole staff, really the whole staff, even David, you've been there for me sometime. So it really works. It really, really works. So, yeah.
Well, that is the Shanti way, Miss Billy Cooper. This is what we do, inshallah.
Yes. But I'm a little hurt. Nobody ever asked me to be their mentor.
Miss Billy, you are a mentor for an entire community already, a mentor and a leader.
Well, thank you, my dear.
You want to be my mentor, Miss Billy?
Huh?
You want to be my mentor?
Yes. We'll talk offline, yes. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Any other questions, comments, concerns before we set the time and date for our next meeting, when our new co-chairs, Ben and Elaine, will be taking over? Excuse me, I'm being eaten by a bird.
Ooh, now if you would have said that back in the 80s, you would have had a whole lot of trouble coming.
Sorry about that.
This meeting is being recorded. I'll just simple.
So again,
hey, Valerie.
Hi, Miss Billy.
Welcome to Ben and Elaine as your new co-chairs.
Yes.
Would one of you like to announce the time and date of the next meeting and do the adjournment?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, the next meeting is the third Thursday of April at 3 p.m. from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Sounds correct.
Can I get a second on the adjournment of the meeting?
Is it the third Thursday or the second Thursday?
I think it's the second.
Oh, I'm sorry. The second. Oh, thank God you caught it, honey. See, that's why I need a mentor.
That would be April 8th, right?
Yes.
Yes, April the 8th, 3 to 5.
That's when I get my second shot.
Well, you'll be ready to rock 14 days after that.
Yes, honey, yes.
And if there are no more questions or comments, we'll consider the meeting adjourned. Thank everyone for attending, and congratulations to the new co-chairs. And
yes, congratulations.
Thank you, Ed, for his service.
Thank you, Ed.
Everybody have a good evening.
Take care. Bye. Good to see everyone.
Bye-bye.
Nice to see you guys.